Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport. 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184. 219-4184.
Welcome to paradise.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're living. Slip on down to the ocean.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonlit summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls,
the thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night, as the storm blows all out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. She's waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls, and the thunder rolls, thunder rolls, and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night, as the storm blows on out of control. Deep in her heart, the thunder rolls.
Here, how you guys doing tonight? Man, big night tonight. We've got a bunch of champions. It's champion night. It's not champion night, but we got Nathan Lavery calling in. He won the Masters for the Gold Cup. There's one calling in. Then we've got Marcel Rivera. He's leading the shifter class. And then we've got a friend, Will Fatu, who used to be a carter, and now he's turned to sprint cars. And he, I guess he won his first main a couple weeks ago. So we got him coming up too. So hang out, be cool. We're hanging out. We're doing the same. And we'll talk to you guys in a few. This is Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell. And you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio.
try and force it all into place. I teach them up to be not my fall from grace. I blind my eyes, I hide a fear that's passing me by. I open just in time to say goodbye. Almost like your life, almost like your endless fight. Cause the day is long. Realize you don't belong. Disconnect somehow. Never stop the bleeding now. Almost like your fight. And there it went. Almost like your
What up, what up? What's up? Just Will, right?
Yep.
What's up, Will Patu? Matt, what's your, how do you, your last name, where does it come from?
It's actually Samoan. My father's 50%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 50%. Yeah.
Gotcha. Is he a big old boy?
Yes.
He's a big old boy. And Samoans are big, man.
Yes, he's actually the smaller one of the family, but he's still big.
What about you? Did you get Pop Gene?
I'd say maybe 50-50 because I'm on the bigger side, but I'm not super big.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm looking at some of your stuff here on Facebook. If you guys didn't know, Will, he used to drive carts, right? That's where you started?
I was actually driving at Kinsman out in Dixon.
Okay, okay. Good, good. And then and now you're doing sprint cars?
Yes.
And you're driving a 700 horsepower sprint car now?
Yes. It's a lot different from a go-kart.
Yeah, no doubt. For one, the horsepower. For two, the suspension. And it looks to me like you're driving some other kind of stuff too, huh? Some like super modified stuff or whatnot.
That was actually 2 years ago. I was driving. It's called a mini stock. It's got a 4-cylinder engine. And not a lot of power, but I mean, still go 70 miles an hour on a dirt track.
Right. Sick. They're that looks fun too, man. Man, I wish I could be little again. What and you're 700 horsepower, dude. I mean, wow. When you first got in that thing, were you just like, did you crack yourself? Were you scared? Or were you like, yes?
No. They definitely was like, it's a lot of power, so prepare yourself. And they weren't kidding when they said that.
Gotcha. That's awesome. What was the biggest thing to get used to? You know what I mean? Just the horsepower. I mean, what was the biggest difference, you know, besides the horsepower, I guess? What was the hardest thing to get used to?
I'd say the downforce, because there's so much downforce that where you turn the car is kind of where it goes. So I wasn't prepared for it. And so when I first turned the car, it kind of shot down the track and definitely surprised me.
Oh, like you think about turning, that thing will turn.
Yes.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's kind of like my Burrell, dude. My Burrell, you think about turning and that thing turns.
Yeah, well, because I was used to driving a spec sprint. The year before, I was driving a spec sprint, and you would turn that thing, and you'd have to slide it through the turn, and you would kind of hope it would go where you wanted it to. And so that was definitely a difference when it decided to go where I turned it.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, it says here, congratulations to Will Patu for his first win in the Wing 360. And then I guess the next weekend you're in Petaluma, huh?
Yeah.
And how'd it go in Petaluma after your first win?
It could have gone better. I got 8th, which was my best finish at Petaluma. So, I mean, that was pretty good.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Good. And how old are you, man? You're only 16?
15.
Holy cow. And you're out there.
Drive on the street.
Right? And you're out there with 700 horsepower. That's incredible.
Yep.
what are you racing against guys that are, like, you know, grown up?
Yeah, I think the next youngest guy is 25.
No kidding, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
That's a big age gap.
How's racing with the big guys, you know what I mean? How do they take that, and how do you kind of keep yourself? Are you like, hey, I'm coming for you, or how's that all go?
It's not bad. I mean, I've been racing at Petaluma for 3 years, so they all kind of know who I am by now, and so they know, like,
okay,
my talent level, and they know, like what I'm going to do, pretty much. They've been able to watch my driving style throughout the years.
Right. Gotcha. So they know you're coming for them. They're worried.
Yeah.
They're worried. As soon as you put it all together, you're not going to be beat, from what I see. It's a nice ride you got, dude. It's a full size, too. That's not no mini or no nothing. That's the real deal, right?
Yes, that is, like, the top-of-the-line thing.
So tell me about driving these things into the corner. Like when you're coming into the corner, you just let off a little bit, or do you keep it floored? Because you got to pitch it in there, right? You got to get that thing sideways to turn it.
You just kind of go in at full throttle and maybe use a little bit of trail braking to get it to go around.
Gotcha. So it's just kind of left loose as you're coming in. You just keep it into the gas. Now that thing is kind of left loose and comes around, and that's how you get it.
Yep.
So tell me this. Why does that have to happen? You know what I mean? Why do you have to get sideways in? Like, why don't they do that in street, you know, racing and stuff? Why isn't, you know, getting sideways is not fast in other racing. And this is the fast way. So what's the deal with that? Explain to everybody how that works.
I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's, like, the way that tires are made or if, like, the suspension or whatever is set up or the downforce, but whatever it is, it works for us.
Right. What creates that downforce? The wing?
Yeah, the wing, it usually we have, like, a top wing and a front wing. The front doesn't do a whole bunch, but keep the front on the ground. Otherwise, the front would just pop off the ground the whole time, so...
It's kind of like karting, though, because you want to be three-wheeling, right? I mean, those guys, they got a wheel up in the air, and they're just on throttle.
Yeah.
So you do want to have a weak tire off the ground, right, when you're in them corners?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I was watching one video, and the dude was, like, had a wheel off the ground coming in the corner and got to the straight and just powered on, and that thing wheelied, man, down the whole straight.
Yes, ripping. They will do that. It's
right?
A surprise when it happens.
Right? Have you done it then, huh? You've done big wheelies down the straight?
Yes.
That's awesome. How's that for a feeling?
Yeah.
That just must be incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting because you're driving down the track and all of a sudden all you see is the sky in front of you and it's nothing else.
Only thing I've ever wheelied was like a sand car, you know, a sand buggy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me driving, you know. But that's the only thing I've had going. What about the setup on these things? You know, every track a little different. You got different dirt and stuff, and so you're always working on setup. I mean, is it just like karting? You're working on setup the whole night?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the tracks will be similar because, I mean, they're smaller, so you'll change, like, gearing, obviously. But they all try to set up the track similar, like, grip-wise, and so all the suspension and stuff will be somewhat the same.
Okay. And is this the big class? I mean, is there any, you know, there are 1,000 horsepower sprint cars, or what? I mean, what's the deal with that? Are you in the Monsters bad boy?
I've driven with the big ones, the 410s, is what they're called. That's like World of Outlaw stuff. I mean, that's maybe the next step, but too much money for us.
Right. How much horsepower is it?
900 plus.
900 plus.
Dang. Holy smoke, man. That's incredible. I'm racing a LL206, and I think they're like 9 horsepower or 10 or something like that. I don't know. I'm looking at some pictures of you in here. You used to run the wingless?
Yes.
And what's the scoop with that? What's that, just more downforce and get the wings on there, or what?
Yeah, basically what a wingless is it just doesn't have the downforce, so you're sliding through the turns a lot more, and they don't go as fast because they don't have that downforce to give you that, like, jump off the turns.
Right. And that's just
they're
from air,
carbureted,
right?
Huh?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
The wingless are also carbureted, so they don't have like the fuel. They don't have the fuel injection of the 360s. So they don't have as much power either.
Gotcha. How many horsepower is there in this thing?
Probably like 650, maybe.
Oh, so not a ton left, right?
No, but it's just like a small block Chevy.
Right. It's the same kind of motor. They're just the other ones have more downforce and they're fuel injected.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, man, dude, I'm impressed, bro, with your skills, with all you've done. How many years ago did you stop How long have you been in?
I was 11, so 4 years ago.
11 when you came into these?
Yeah, well, I didn't go straight into the sprint cars. First, I went to Outlaw Karts, which was actually across the pond from Kinsman Kart Club. There was a dirt track, and that's where we primarily raced. And then after we did that for a year, we asked if we could drive at Petaluma Speedway, and they let us drive the mini stocks, and I was at 13. I actually broke the track record for the youngest person to win at Petaluma Speedway.
Wow.
And then the year after that, we went to Spec Sprint. This year, we were going to run the Spec Sprints again, but at the beginning of the year, we had 3 engine failures, and the opportunity to drive a 360 sprint car was brought to us by Jimmy Van Lair, who owns or runs CSR.
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of gone from there.
So you got a bunch of sponsors, huh? They pretty much keep you going and pay for everything and like that, or do you still got a lot of out-of-pocket expense?
We still have pocket out-of-pocket expense, but like Cattlemen, they bought 2 of our cars. The Aussie Brothers, they sponsored us like $2,000 with it. But they just,
right.
I've just been helped so much by our sponsors. They've definitely helped. I wouldn't be able to do this without them.
That's awesome. That is way awesome. So tell me what's on for the future for Will.
Hopefully to become a NASCAR driver. I mean, that would be like the optimal goal, but honestly, just anything with 4 wheels.
Just racing, period. That's all we care about.
Yeah.
Do you ever want to get back in a kart and go do some karting, or do you ever get the itch?
I mean, if the opportunity was there, sure.
Gotcha. Cool, man, cool. Well, man, where else do you race? Petaluma? I mean, do you come over to Roseville and do any of that stuff?
I've raced at Antioch. They also have a racetrack in Placerville. I've gone to Chico. I mean, I might go to Stockton this year. I'm not sure.
Are you going to go to Placerville again this year? Well, if you do, I want to go. I want to go check it out. Maybe I can go to Stockton or something, too. If I go down, can I get pit passes and come hang out with you?
I mean, if you want to.
I'd love to, man. I just love coming to watch you race. I just, you know, you got big things in your future, I'm saying. You know, if you're already winning and you're not even 16, man. You're only 15. You're whooping up on the big kids, you know. Whooping up on them. You know, you make them nervous. You got to make them nervous. I'd be nervous. I am nervous. I don't even race you. What class did you race when you were racing karts?
Comer 80.
Oh, okay. So you were this little guy racing those.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you just got talent, dude. You moved right out of karts. Pop seen the talent in you and said, we're moving on. Is that what happened?
Pretty much.
Right? That's awesome. That's good. So it seems to me like most of the kids that are moving on to cars, they move right out. I mean, maybe junior one. They get to, but after junior one, they're pretty much in cars.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about a schedule for the rest of the season? Do you have something we can tell everybody where you're going to be if they want to come check you out?
I have a website, willfought2racing.com. Willfought2.com. My schedule is on there, and it'll be updated if anything changes.
Willfought2.com, F-A-T-U.
Yep. Also, I have a race this Saturday at Petaluma, too, so if anyone wants to come to that.
Okay. Right. What number are you? I'm not looking at the computer.
Number six.
So go out there and watch the number 6. If you guys want to go watch some racing, go check out these 700 horsepower sprint cars that are just incredible. I can't believe there's 15-year-old kids ripping these things and winning. That just blows my mind. I mean, have you even drove like on this regular street?
No, not legally at least.
Right, of course. But I mean, you drove in cars a little bit and stuff, but you just didn't jump in a race car? Or how, I mean, it just trips me out that you came from Comer 80 right into freaking, you know, some higher horsepower, just like that. And they put you in there and you started doing good.
Yeah, I mean.
It's been just me and my dad from 9 to 14, and this year is the first year we're driving someone else's car.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How's that feel?
It's definitely a different feeling because each year when we would go up a class, me and my dad would have to learn how to set up the car and how to run the car. But this year, they already know how to set up the car, and they told me how to drive it. So it was definitely a lot easier to get used to it.
Right, right, right. Gotcha. Well, awesome. Okay, so Will Fatu in Petaluma this weekend. If you guys are anywhere in the hood, go by and check him out because he's going to win this weekend. So y'all get out there and watch him win, because that's what he's going to do, is win. He's a winner. All right, I just threw it out there. So you got to win this weekend. I'm just putting you under pressure.
No problem.
You don't even – pressure doesn't even get to you, huh?
Nope.
When you get to the race, do you still get nervous?
I mean, a little bit, but not as much as I did when I first started. I mean, you still kind of get that shaky feeling, but you don't get the butterflies much anymore.
Right. Well, awesome, man. Awesome. Well, shoot, Will, I appreciate you calling in. And if you want to hang out, we've got some more callers that are calling in. If you want to hang out, that's cool, man. If you want to just listen to us off the line or whatever you want to do. But I'd love to keep a track on you and see how you're doing throughout the season. You know, maybe we can get a phone call from you, you know, and we can line something up where you can call in like every once a month or something and give us the update and tell us how everything's going.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Cool. And then maybe we can just do it live. I'll come to the track and we'll do a live feed from the track one day. We'll do Hump Day with Red. That'd be fun. I'd love to do that. Shoot, dude. So thanks again for calling in, and I look forward to talking to you again. I do, for sure. I'm going to plug in your number. So I got your number, and I'll shoot you mine. I'll give you a text with my number so you know who it is and stuff, all right?
All right.
Okay, brother. Well, man, good luck this weekend. I mean, no pressure, right?
Yeah.
How are you doing in the point standing? How are you doing overall?
I'm seventh in points right now at Petaluma.
Okay. And how many races are left?
There's actually this last one, but I missed two races at the beginning of the season, so that's why I'm so far in points.
Oh, gotcha. And that's just because you weren't ready to go, or you just didn't have a ride yet, or?
It wasn't the plan to be driving the car when the season started, so.
Oh, gotcha. It just kind of fell into your lap.
Yep.
That's got to feel good. That's got to be a good feeling when you can get a ride like that.
Yes, it was probably the best feeling I've ever had.
All right, nice. I love that. Well, man, dude, good job, Will. And I'm really looking forward to talking to you again. I'll shoot you a text so we can chat some more. And I know that the Go's got your number, too. Man, well, I'd love to come out and see you. We're going to come out and check you out one of these nights.
Okay,
brother. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right,
buddy. Have a good night.
Thank you.
That's Will Fatu, man. What a 15 years old, and he's out there in 700 horsepower cars. I mean, wow, that just blows my mind. You there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, do you get to go to that Petaluma track often, or?
I do. I probably get out. I've seen him race enough my time. It's my home track.
He's a badass.
Is he fast?
Yeah, he's a badass. I said.
Yeah. He's badass. You know, I mean, like I said, we raced karts with him from the beginning. My son did, and then they moved over to the dirt side, right at Kinsman, whatever the dirt track is up there, in a dirt outlaw cart.
Right.
And they went to like he was talking about the mini stock, which is like a Toyota Celica or a four cylinder, something like that.
Right.
He either came in first or second in the championship his first year. And then they moved into the spec sprint, which is like he was talking about a spec sprint car full size, no wing, spec engine. And I think he got rookie of the year. That was last year. And just a shout out to his, you know, to his dad, Richard, who, once again, I've known, you know, for a long time. You know, he, that guy, he's a diehard. He's intense. He's a great mechanic. Great father. They're an awesome package for sure.
Big old Samoan.
Yeah, I mean, he's not big like you think at the Samoan, but I've been around him enough to know that this maybe not, you know, have a rumble. You know what I mean?
I might not be
the winner of that one. So, but he's not like that. You know what I mean? He's a good guy.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. But it'd be cool. Yeah, you and I go out there sometime for sure. I'll take you out there. And usually I watch from the grandstands, and after the race, you can go into the pit and see them afterwards. Okay.
Well, who we got next? Labor?
Yeah, Lavery, and I have another call. I think that's going to be maybe Marcel. Also, looks like might be calling in. Want to go live?
Yeah, let's go live with both of them, man.
All right, here we go. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Nathan.
What's up?
Mid Dog, what up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm relaxing.
Relaxing? Are you just relaxing being champ?
No.
Lady,
getting ready,
ready
for this weekend.
Champ? She call you champ? You make her call you champ now? I would.
No.
Call
champ.
That's funny. I would. I'd be saying, no, you got to call me champ, honey. And then we've got another, pretty much a champion. I think he's won every race he's been in, Marcel Rivera. How you doing, Marcel?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries, brother. Thanks for coming on. You've won every race that you've been in?
I guess so. I've been doing the local races around here in NorCal, Davis, Dixon, Prairie City, and because I guess I can't.
You're
I don't have a rock.
Undefeated for the season.
Yeah, I'm just trying to learn, like everyone.
Trying to learn? What are you trying to learn? Well, you've won every race. I don't know how much more there to learn.
Well, I'm just it's on blind luck, man. I'm having trouble set. I don't have a clue to set up my card. I just go out and try to be fast.
Well, you're doing a good job at it, buddy. What I must have seen you at Prairie City then, huh?
Yeah. Prairie City's awesome. They're awesome out there.
That's my home track, and I go to every race there. So imagine I've seen you there. I just can't. Once I've seen you, I'd probably know, but I can't picture the face right now, you know?
Yeah, I just come in and out. I don't hang around too long.
Right? Well, that's what champions do, you know? You don't want to – then you got to sign autographs and this and that, and it's all crazy.
I'll hang out with Steve, though. Steve, good.
Right. Yeah. Marcel did a Sid White with me. He was my teammate for the Sid White this past year. And, that was his first time driving a LO206. It's kind of interesting because he weighs about 40 pounds less than I do. So we each were supposed to do an hour in the go-kart. But since he's 40 pounds less, he did better lap times. So we kept him out there for like an hour and a half and didn't tell him that driving for an hour and a half. Just
because
he would do better
that
time. It was awesome.
Man.
Yeah, I was
Lavery, a blast. You've done enduros, huh? You done enduros, Lavery?
No, just basically I've done when I drove, I've done enduros out on Dixon with the 125 shifter back in the day. Me and Edie, we go out there and we test. And he'd bring his stock motor out there. And we do probably, like, you know, 20-minute sessions.
Right.
There's a beating. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit.
20 minutes out there
ahead,
is a beating. That's 20 minutes at Kinsman is a beating, you know?
Yeah, I broke a
beating, right?
Yeah, I broke a few ribs out there, you know, with the 125.
Ouch.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, that'll learn. I learned you have to really fit in the seat properly, you know, and I didn't really have the right rib protector on. I had one, but it just was not a very thick one. And yeah, I broke a couple ribs.
So
I learned my lesson, and then, yeah, tough it up.
Way more side pipe in those things? Is that what happened?
More what?
In the shifters? I mean, because you can only go through the corner so fast, right? It's just
the acceleration, the braking is incredible on a 125 shifter. It's like, holy cow. You could go, I mean, I went from,
right?
I was driving a 125 shifter, and then I bounced into an 80 shifter, and it was like, holy cow. And the front brakes, you can drive in so much harder into the corners. It's just like amazing.
That's crazy. What do you think of Marcel, dude? Is it your first season racing? How long have you been driving that shifter, Marcel?
I started out a year ago with a Burrell 8. It was a Burrell 80. And then I put a 125 in it after about 3 or 4 months, because I came from motorcycle road racing and I raced cars and I just needed more speed. So I put in a 125 and I did a ton of practice at Sears Point. I used to go, or Sim Raceway at Sears. I went there every weekend for like 5-6 months straight and just got the hang of the 125 shifter. But the chassis was old, so, you know, luckily I just I found a 2015 Aluminos chassis, and now I've just been having a lot of fun with it. So, yeah, I haven't been doing karting long at all, but I've been racing. I race on the big tracks all over California on motorcycles and stuff. So that's
me too. I've been AFM in 2008, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10, right
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. I had a TZ250 back then.
Oh, really?
I was out. Yeah.
I was racing R6, and I went to, you know, Button Willow, Thunderhill. I always tried to go to Vegas, you know, early in the year or late in the year, you know, so it wasn't
so
hot.
Yeah, all those big tracks. How many times did you crash?
Right.
That's my question.
I mean, that's a good question, because I kind of, you know, you're supposed to have, like, maybe one crash a year. That's, like, probably average. And I think my last season, I was, like, 6 or 7 crashes. Only
oh, wow.
Bad.
Yeah.
Only
holy cow. Crash
yeah,
itis.
That's why I went into
man,
karting.
No wonder you went to four wheels.
Well, it's like this. This is what
oh,
I
dude,
at.
I brought a jet. Two wheels, dude, in the car.
You know, I'm, like, if you're going to hit that jump and you tell me third gear pin, well, I'm going to be in third gear pin over that. So make sure that that's the right gear. I mean, because I'm going to overshoot the jump by a mile, or I'm going to, when I get off and I broke both my legs, and I go, dude, you said third gear pin. And they say, well, you got to let off a little at the top. I said, well, you didn't say that. You didn't say that off a little at the top. You said third gear pin. And I was the same way on my street bike. Like, I had an 02 that I was racing in, like, you know, in 2009.
I had an 09. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just, if you're coming into that corner like that, well, then I should be able to, too. And that's not always the case. I found that out. So I crashed a few times. That was one season, 6 or 7. One crash is bad.
Actually,
he turned 7 at Infineon. The guy came in on me and kind of, I mean, he just rammed right into the back of me. I don't know what he was thinking, but I hit my head pretty good. I don't remember a week of my life on that crash. The whole week, I don't remember going racing. I don't remember, I mean, going
to the track. Did you fly over the bars or what?
I don't know. I think I just hit the back of my head because my helmet was just spiraled in the back. So I smashed my head pretty good. But I don't remember none of that. I don't even remember racing that race. I think I do. I always tell my buddies, oh, I remember this. They're like, no, you don't, dude. You don't remember because that's not what happened. Quit trying to make stuff up, you know? But that's when I was kind of like, man, I don't know, maybe I need to slow down. You know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and I'm not an old guy, but I'm an older guy, and it's just the risk is a lot higher. You know what I mean? Racing like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I think one person passes away a year. One person dies a year on average in the AFM. And that's just racing.
Yep.
Not track days. Not, you know, so.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's pretty good odds, man. If nobody dies this year, two will die next year. You know, and I hate to talk like that, but it's a reality. You know,
my buddy, you know, my buddy Andy DeBrino that I was telling you about. You know, his best friend, you know, she's a female, you know, and the year before that, where she wrecked on her motorcycle race and died.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, long ago. Right?
Yeah, like that.
There was a SCUSA event at Streets of Willow that I didn't do because I've raced Streets of Willow in a car, and you're in the carts that I was told they were getting up to like 107 miles an hour in the carts. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do 107 in a cart without a cage, especially on going down that back, the short little back straight going on the street. There's a bad, nasty bump there, and it'll send you off into the dirt big time.
And when you're doing any kind of street races like that, the consequences are, you know, they're just ugly. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
It's ugly, man. I don't know. It's just like our Isle of Man. It's like, you know, someone dies there every year. A guy will go and break the track record, and the next year he dies. You know.
Yeah, they're crazy.
I mean, you're pinned on a leader bike. You're pinned going through town. You know what I mean? It's 180 miles an hour, and there's everything's on the side. I mean, it's just insane. I don't get those guys. They just can shut off their brain. That's what racers do. Good racers can just turn their brain off when they're racing. You can't think of that.
Right.
It'll happen. You know what I mean? And so, it's just, I don't know. What made you get out of it?
Me or Andy?
Are you there, guys?
Hello?
Okay.
What's up?
Will, what made you get out of road racing? Or are you still riding your bike?
Oh no, I wrecked at Sears Point pretty bad and fractured my back.
Oh really? See?
Yeah.
So I mean that's the same kind of reason I got. That's unfortunate. You broke your back, huh?
Yeah, it was a fracture, but it was still bad enough to paralyze the right leg, so I kind of had to take a break. Yeah.
Did you get you got it back though, right?
Yeah. That's human body heals itself if you give it the right nutrients.
What's that?
Is that Steve? I got bad back feedback.
Yeah, so I can't hear it.
Is it going now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was weird. There was something going on. What's your plan for next year, Marcel? Are you still going to just do the CR side? Or are you going to get into the rock side? Or what's your plan?
Well, that was actually one thing I wanted to talk about on the show is, I mean, the reason why I had to do all these local club races is because I had the 125 shifter and I did races at Sears, and then all of a sudden I'm waiting for next season and they pulled the Honda motor.
Yeah.
And now it's just a rock series, and they didn't let us know in less than 1 month before the season started.
Right.
And so there was a handful of us that got left out in the rain. and I was going to buy a rock like all my friends did and do the rock series, and it's going good now, which is kind of cool. But I had a bad taste. I was like, you know, I'm going to do some local stuff and maybe SCUSA, forget these guys for a while. But I think I might have to move to the rock shifter next year just because my friends are doing it, and SCUSA is expensive. You know, you're going to spend $1,000 a weekend when you go travel to those races. So yeah. I'm and the Rock Shifter, I've heard good things. I guess that's the future of shifter racing up here in NorCal. So
I
might
CR,
be forced.
I think the CR is going to disappear from the exclusive side also. It's going to be the INE shifter. I think it's going to take its
right.
place in the next year or two. So unfortunately, the CRs are just going to get wiped out anyways. You know what I mean? I was just like you. We were both sitting there going a month before the season. Press release comes out, and CRs are excluded from the lineup at Sonoma. And it's like, really? What? You know?
That's
like the cheapest motor to maintain race, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
It is pretty, you know, I have my Rock GP. I did just buy a Rock Shifter, but when it comes to the maintenance so far, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? It's 6-7 hours on a piston ring and gaskets. So it's the same as the CR. It's just piston ring, gaskets, you know, bearing, upper bearing. But they're easy to tune. You know what I mean? To me so far, it's just plug and go. You know what I mean? You could just drive the heck out of these things. So that's what I'm seeing so far.
That's good.
Yeah. And I'm not a baby on my engine. I'll gear my GP to where I'm getting the rev limiter, you know, twice a lap. And they build them where the ignitions are cutting off earlier than what the engine would be designed to go. So my ignition cuts off at like 15 grand, but the engines are designed to go to 16.5, right? So they're not actually hitting their max RPM.
You're saving that motor.
Yeah.
You're taking it by putting a restrictor in it.
Yeah, and so the ignition does it. So you could just gear it to where you redline halfway down the straightaway, but it just is cutting off kind of like the 206 does. It's like... Grrr.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt the motor, so... Yeah, there it is. That's that weird feedback. What's that?
Yeah.
Harrell.
You
can't hear Harrell.
Is it Harrell?
Yeah, Harrell. I can't hear Harrell.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't either. He's like muffled.
He's got some serious muffling going on.
Hey, I got a question. While Harrell's trying to fix his sound for Nathan and Steve. So on a shifter, 125, since you're banging gear so quick, how do you have time to look at the rev limiter lights? Because I set my lights, but I rarely ever use them.
I'm not.
I go by sound. I go
by
ear.
Can you guys hear me now?
I never.
There we go.
Yeah, I hear you, Harrell. Good.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't use the lights. I only have my stuff set up for temperature. Because you're right. You're paying attention to driving and stuff. And, you know, Marcel or, you know, you make it. You do hundreds and thousands of laps. You kind of get, you know your equipment, you know your engine, you know your power band, right? So I'm just banging away, man. It's just straight, just concentrating on driving, you know, that's it.
Yeah, it's all by sound, like what Nathan said.
Yeah,
yeah.
When I rode dirt bikes I started riding dirt bikes at a young age, and I've always learned how to slap gears. So as soon as I got in the shifter cart, it was like the same thing. It was like me riding my 80 all over again.
Yeah.
It was like knowing you can just hear me. You just know exactly the rev to pull, you know?
I want to get in the shifter
back.
I would love, that would be like something, if I could afford shifter, then I would race shifter, but... It's so expensive to travel, like you were saying, $1,000 to go race Scusa, you know, it's like, and I got a house you got to pay for, you know, and, you know, there's things that I need besides going to spend $1,000 a month, you know, on one race.
Yeah,
that was another
thing I wanted to bring up. Why is kart racing, why do they gouge us like that? You know, $700, $800 for a radiator? Really? I used to pay $400 for a radiator in one of my track Miatas. a nice three-row yeah. Coyo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know.
I think because there's not as many. You know what I mean? There's a smaller market for, you know, that there's a smaller, you know, less people doing it, so they got to charge more for those parts. Right? If you had
yeah,
a million
crazy.
People doing it, then they could lower the price. They could sell a lot more, right?
Yeah, that is true, yeah. But, I mean, come on now. There's a lot of people that use those radiators, dude, from Europe
right.
to here. I mean, come on, Italy.
Right, no
I
doubt,
mean,
no doubt.
Dude, you're
well,
looking,
you
know, worldwide. There's quite a few shifters, huh?
You jump in a 206 and have a brand-new motor for $1,000.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
That's true.
I mean, that's why I raced that class. You know, I feel better off running something that I know I can afford, and then I'm not worried about the newest, greatest thing. The next race I go to is like they always are upgrading on something bigger and better, especially in that class. And
right.
Your pocketbook better be wide open and ready to go, especially if you're going to do like scooter tours. Because, I mean, back in the day when I was just a mechanic back in the day, doing some of the tours and going to some of these bigger races, and I've known people spending $60,000-$70,000 a year and just, you know, and just racing, you know, or traveling to all these bigger races, you know, and it's like, holy cow,
wow.
You know, I'm not really
you're
gonna
be talking $1,000
for,
bucks
it, you know?
For a race weekend, and it's like $1,000. That's tires. You know what I mean? That's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
yeah.
just tires. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to compete? You know? And if you're gonna be up front, that's what everyone else is doing. You know, they're putting on new tires for practice, new tires for the next practice, new tires for qualifying, new tires for this, new tires for that. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, every time you're on the track, you have to have a new set of tires because, I mean, if you're just going out there just to blow a set of tires off, I mean, you're wearing a tear on the chassis, the brakes, I mean, the motor. It's like you have to be so serious. I mean, those guys that run that, especially at the top level, they only run three races to a chassis, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like you go to Supernats, like we went there, they came there, they ran brand new chassis. We bought the guys winning chassis, the COG guys. Brian Eady.
That's so cool.
So we took
the
guys.
I
want to
do that.
Tomas's chassis or his name or whatever. It's one of the badasses that won it that year.
That's what I have,
we,
Jason.
Uh-huh.
I bought Jason Pettit that would be the F. Was it S2?
Oh, when he won? Yeah, S2
yeah,
when he won S2.
Yeah, the past year at CUSA where he won it, but then they penalized him for jumping.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and he finished fourth. That's
right.
Yeah, Petit, yeah. Or Pettit,
I got
yeah.
I got that chassis. That's the one I have.
That's
yeah.
cool.
I got, yeah, I actually haven't, I'm still waiting for my motor, so I actually haven't put it together. It's just in pieces, but it's waiting to be built up, and I can't wait to drive it. I'm like, just like you're saying, Nathan, it's just shifting is the most ultimate go-kart experience you can do. You know what I mean? Like, I always feel like I'm a real race car driver when I'm driving my shifter. And
I want to drive one.
For sure.
Explain to me where you're going, because I want to drive one, dude. I want to get in one.
It's adrenaline, dude. It's funny. Like, it's Nelson brought his 450 dirt bike out to Dixon this past weekend when I was out there. And he went up, he like, and he like ripped it out of the track, right? And he brought it back. I was telling my buddy Grant, I was like, Grant, watch him now since I can ride that thing. It's been like, you know, it's been like probably 6 years since I rode a dirt bike, and but I've rode a dirt bike like my whole childhood. And I got on that thing and I just fucking cruise out of there and then I hit the gears like he did and it's rah, rah, rah. And he looks to Grant. Jeff looks over at my buddy, Grant goes, man, does he ride everything that hard? So I just went down on the back straight. You know, 450F, dude, it's like a 2010 or something like that. But man, that thing, my little 155-pound ass on that bike, man. Fuck, when that thing gets in the fourth, dude, that ass in just wants to just like feels like it's floating on the ground. You know, it's, I come back, man, all happy as hell, dude. Big old cheesy smile, dude. Jeff's like, that's a bad motherfucker, ain't it? I'm like, yeah, dude, that's a bad bike, man. And I was like, yeah, dude, it's adrenaline.
That's
fucking slamming gears, man. I was like, yeah.
It's a thumper, right?
Yeah, I was a 450S.
That's tons of bottom end, huh?
Yeah. Man,
well,
I
hey,
the,
guys,
I,
we've only got a few minutes left here. We're gonna cut in a short show. But, man, I want to keep you guys going on the shifter thing. Let's keep you going on here, all right? I mean, Marcel,
okay.
let's keep track of you. Let's keep you on point. Like maybe once a month or something, you can call in, or once every couple weeks, or you know, I just want to freaking get you on point, man. I'd like to follow that a little more because I know that's what
our
producer for Go is into too. So
I'm my big thing is I get my hands dirty and I'm also a nerd. I take that data. I take the data from the Micron 5 and I dissect it. I'm talking G loads, acceleration, timing, braking,
right,
everything.
Right.
So it helps me. It helps me understand why my acceleration was so much greater on this lap coming out of the turn when my revs are at the same, exact same. And I'm looking at the GPS on the track and I'm in the same line and I'm wondering, why is my acceleration so much harder right here? I'm going the same speed at the apex, you know, so I'm dissecting I'm learning a ton as far as
like
delving into that, that software.
There
yeah.
There's a little bug on the track. He's going to dissect that too.
Yeah, I'm learning a ton.
Right, right.
Nice.
Well, man, I wish you were going out to KPX this weekend, dude. It's a big weekend. It's the last race. It's going to be a night race. If you had a 206, I'd say jump in and freaking come race.
Well, I'm gonna try and do 206 racing. I think 206 racing is harder than shifting because you guys don't have any brakes and you don't have much power. So how the hell do you pass?
Right. It's all about,
like
everybody.
You have to set up your pass like three turns before you pass.
Like three laps.
Every
pass is
everybody.
Three turns. Yeah, you gotta look out for Lavery, man. He's a badass. He's a champion.
Yeah,
he's champ. You guys are both champions. I mean, what? I'm talking to two champions here. That's a good night.
I haven't won them all, but I've won three.
I really
well,
do.
Where's KPX this weekend?
Reno.
Oh.
Saturday night.
They have a handful of shifters up there, too.
Yeah, they
yeah,
do. You can come race.
I just don't have small enough jetting.
You got to run a KA. If you want to go run that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should come out anyways. Come check it out, you know. It's going to be a fun one.
Night
race.
I might do that. What, is it tomorrow night?
Is what?
Is it tomorrow night? Or
no, it's Saturday night. It's Friday night practice and Saturday night racing from 3 to midnight.
Steve, you Steve's going up?
I'll be up.
Oh, yeah. Joe's going to go win.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to
try.
I'm
going to
support you.
I'm running Masters this weekend.
Are you running Masters?
No.
Oh, I thought I was going to run Masters this weekend.
No.
You're not?
Senior.
You're not going
to
run classes?
I'm going to give her all shit.
Are you going to run new classes?
No, I'm only going to run one.
Oh,
I'm going
man.
Up there to have
so
a good time, man. The what?
I said, so Fago can't beat you this weekend.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
No.
I'm so far
Me
down
and Joe will
point.
Go at it next season.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
Yeah. All
right. Well, man, thanks right. again, you guys, for coming on the show. And, Marcel, next time you're at Prairie City, that's going to be the weekend after this, right? You're going to be there.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I'll probably be there.
All right.
I got to see.
All right. All right. Cool,
finish.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'll check you out there then for sure. For sure.
Hey, maybe I'll let,
you, like
I'll let you take the shifter out there.
Oh, man, it'd be fun, dude. I've never been in one. You know, when I got into karting, that's what I like. That was my goal, to get in a shifter because that's, you know, it was bad shit. But then once I started looking around,
yeah, just like, be
man, I don't know if I can afford that.
That price tag just got a little expensive.
Just be prepared on being
be
maybe 10, 15
yeah,
times
right.
more busy during the lap.
Right, right.
And I got
see,
Roger
I'm
out there, man. He's in shape.
I'm A shape. I'm not in shape. I'm A shape.
A shape.
Round. But all right, and Lavery, thanks for calling in, man. I'm glad you called in. We got to talk some shifters and stuff, and I know that you used to rip around the shifters, and man, I like talking about that, you know, getting away from the 206 for a minute. So I can really appreciate it, and I give you guys props because I know it's way harder to get around the track in a shifter because you got to one-handed around the whole track for one, you know. You're shifting the whole time.
Pretty much.
Prairie City, I think you shift like 30-something times, 33 times or something, you shift around that track.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All right, and Lavery, I'll see you this weekend. I can't wait. It's going to be fun night racing.
Yeah, when are you showing up? When's practice on Friday? Do you know for KPX what time it is?
3 to 11. 3 to 11 on Friday.
Oh, practice starts at 3?
Yep.
All right. All right, cool, man.
So, that way we get some night practice in.
I might not practice. I don't know yet.
You don't need to.
I might not practice. I might go straight to the casino, hang out with Tiff, drop my shit off.
Geez, dude. You bring your tuner?
Depends on how I feel. Huh?
You just leave your tuner at the track to get your shit all dialed?
Yeah, Grant's been doing a good job tuning on my cart, man. I appreciate all his help.
He's
doing
a great job.
Yeah, we've been working together really well, and he's been helping me out. And like I said, I think we've just been hitting it right, man.
Championship, bro. He won you a championship. What more can you ask?
Yep.
Right.
So hopefully top 10 for this weekend. That's my goal.
You're gonna get it. So. You're gonna get it. It's on. Racing out there, racing with the kids, man. You're crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, you guys. Well, thanks again for calling in tonight. I really appreciate you guys, and I'd love to have you both back on the show. Nate, you're always welcome. You know that. And
I know.
Man,
for
myself,
sure, man.
I can't wait to meet you. Put a face with the name. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait till next weekend to come check you out.
Hey,
I'm always sitting at the very end after my trailer.
And that kid will, man. That kid's going to be a badass, man. I'll be looking at watching him. That kid will. So,
yeah,
for sure,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
I like that. I like sprint car racing.
He won the first main 2 weeks ago. He won it 2 weeks ago, and he's only 15, so he's an up-and-comer, man.
He's definitely
going to
be. He's definitely a fucking badass. So.
Right.
Sure.
All
right, man. Well, have a good night, y'all. And I'll see you this weekend up at KPX.
All right.
All right,
bro. You're going to need it.
All right. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right, later. Hey. All right, that's Nathan Lavery. I've known him since, I've been karting for a little while, and I've known him since the beginning. He's a really cool guy. I don't know Marcel is good, but I know Lavery's a solid dude, and I can't wait to meet Marcel. And so, good job tonight, man, lining everybody up, man. That was a fun night.
You bet.
I really think it was. But and I will see you. I'll talk to you before the weekend, but we'll see you this weekend for sure. I can't wait.
For sure.
I want to thank all our listeners out there, man. Without you guys, we don't even have a show. So we're trying to get our ratings back up. I know we've been kind of lagging a little bit here, but we're on the ball now, and we're going to keep it going. So tune in, tell a friend, come stay with Harrell, keep it go. That's our producer, and man, we're doing big things. We got a bunch of sponsors that we're going to bring on for the. We're going to do off season too. I guess some people are trying to get a winter series going just so everyone's in the loop. So we might be racing this winter, too. It'd be awesome. So keep tuned in every Wednesday from 7 to 9, Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell. That's Steve Pagot. And this is on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks, you guys. Have a good night.